the 39th position. Unbelievable. Three DNFs for Bubba. At least he is running, Doug. And, guys, I'm watching that battle we were talking about, Chase Elliott. Just up ahead of him, Austin Cindric. Elliott's pulling up to him. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Daniel Suarez, Shane Van Gisbergen in that tight group as they travel around this racetrack. We want to remind you we have just started the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. 15 laps make up stage number one. We have completed only three. We still have 12 to go. And right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Stage one is just 15 laps here at Circuit of the Americas. After we've completed three, your top five read like this. William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, and Ross Chastain.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
With nearly 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores and over 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, Napa is the fuel that helps drivers like you get up and go. From Circuit of the Americas, Austin, Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup trucks. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The top five remains the same. Byron, Reddick, Gibbs, Bell, and Chastain. But Austin Cindric has just passed Denny Hamlin for seventh. A.J. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch have gotten by Chase Elliott. They run eighth and ninth. And now Elliott in that tenth position. Kyle Busch up seven spots, but the top mover so far since the start of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Michael McDowell up 11 spots. Chase Briscoe, Noah Gregson plus 10. Joey Logano is up nine.
William Byron hooked up right now with a two-second lead. We're going left and right, but in a couple, 3 weeks, it'll be all left-hand turns when we head to Texas Motor Speedway. Mark Faber, the executive VP and general manager of TMS, is here with us, and I know it's always an exciting time here in the Lone Star State. We're here at Circuit of the Americas, and then you guys get busy up there in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, we're excited that everybody's back in Texas, and the good thing is that people will be back here in 3 weeks, Doug. So we've got our race on April 14th. As you know, the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400, 2:30 p.m. on Central. And then the beauty is we have a triple header this year. So April 12th, we've got the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, SpeedyCash.com 250. on Friday night. And then the afternoon, NASCAR Xfinity Series, Andy's Frozen Custard 300. So triple header action.
And I know you got Cole Custer racing in the Andy's Frozen Custard car. I love that, by the way. I think that's pretty cool.
They're pretty smart, aren't they, in their marketing? Yeah. So we're excited to have Cole Custer. We were just talking with the Andy's people here earlier, and they're excited.
And they, and of course, obviously, they're big sponsors at Texas Motor Speedway, along with the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. We're always thrilled about coming down to your part of the country, but you got a lot of racing going on before the big NASCAR weekend also.
We do, and our event team's done a fantastic job putting together 10 days of activities. So on April 5th and 6th, we have the wing sprint cars at the dirt track. We have not had races at the dirt track in a number of years, so our team's made a concerted effort for that. So we have April 5th and 6th. Then we roll over to Little Texas, April 8th to 11th for Power Eye Micromania, and Kyle and Brexton Bush will be participating as well as some others. And then more dirt racing, April 13th, High Limit Racing on the wing sprint cars, back at the dirt track after the Xfinity race, and that's the series owned by Kyle Larson. So a full 10 days of activities for our fans and guests.
Got a lot going on. Make your way over to Texas Motor Speedway. Mark can't let you get out here without telling people where they can get tickets.
TexasMotorSpeedway.com, TexasMotorSpeedway.com, and we have a very important celebrity on April 14th who will be announcing the top 10 drivers at Texas Motor Speedway. And we want everybody to know that Doug Rice on his farewell tour will be doing that. And we're honored to have you do that, Doug.
I'm thrilled to be a small part of the pre-race celebration down there. Mark, always great to see you. Look forward to a great time at TMS.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Mark Faber, the Executive VP and General Manager of Texas Motor Speedway. And Mark Garrett, while we were chatting, it's just William Byron taking care of business here.
He certainly is, but we have a new number two. Ty Gibbs has gotten by Tyler Reddick, so let's give you a full field rundown with nine to go here in stage number one. Reddick is now third, Christopher Bell fourth. Fifth is Ross Chastain. A.J. Allmendinger has muscled his way past Austin Cindric for sixth. Cindric is seventh. Kyle Busch is eighth. Denny Hamlin ninth. And tenth is Kyle Larson.
11th is Daniel Suarez. Chase Elliott is 12th. 13th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Justin Haley is 14th. 15th, Alex Bowman. Michael McDowell, 16th. Austin Dillon, 17th. It's Chase Briscoe in 18th. Carson Hocevar rides 19th. And 20th to Todd Gilliland.
Ryan Blaney, 21st. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 22nd. Then 23rd, Kamui Kobayashi. 24th is Corey LaJoy. Joey Logano is up to 25th. 26th is Noah Gregson. Chris Buescher, 27th. Zane Smith, 28th. Then we have Eric Jones, 29th. Ryan Preece in 30th.
31st is Josh Berry. Kaz Grala, 32nd. 33rd, Brad Keselowski has had no speed here this week. 34th will be Daniel Hemric. Harrison Burton, 35th. He spun earlier. Car was not damaged. John Hunter Nemechek, 36th. He had to serve a penalty a moment ago. Then it's Martin Truex Jr., who's pitted for four tires in 37th. 38th is Timmy Hill, and Bubba Wallace is back there in 39th.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
So, Mark, looking at the quick snapshot of the top four as the leader dashes by us. Let's pick up this battle here for second right now. Ty Gibbs has it. Then it's Christopher Bell, not that far back in third.
Both Ty Gibbs and Christopher Bell have dispatched with the Tyler Reddick machine, the guy who dominated here a year ago, struggling a bit. Ross Chastain rides in the fifth position. But Doug Turnbull, he is now getting some pressure from Ross Chastain, who's really closed ground in the last couple of laps.
Seems like the Toyotas ahead of Chastain Chevy have kind of pinched up together as Ty Gibbs is in second, third is Christopher Bell, and fourth is Tyler Reddick, who's lost some steam in that monster beast machine, and Ross Chastain lurks behind in fifth as they exit turn six.
I'm watching William Byron climb up toward turn eight. The talk has been all weekend about the dirt. Getting a little assist here today from the massive wind that we are getting as Ty Gibbs goes through Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Cross Chastain. No dirt on the racetrack at the moment, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, you pointed out that breeze. It has been strong, really, since the drop of the green flag. It was strong during driver introductions as well, and that's helped clean up the racetrack. It is a nice lead for William Byron. He's on a nice Sunday drive, but pretty hot and heavy from second on back. Christopher Bell, it's got about 8 to 10 car lengths to make up to try to run down to Ty Gibbs, but right behind the 20 machine, you've got pretty fast race cars. Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain, who's on the move in fifth.
Yeah, those guys work their way down here into turn number 12 right now. Byron out in front by a bunch. You get back there in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th spot, and you see some real racing right now. Coming into turn 12, Denny Hamlin working Austin Cindric really hard. In the middle of that is Kyle Larson. You've got Chase Elliott in this as well. Kyle Busch leads that group right now, and that is the best racing on the racetrack. Two wide each other right now, working turn number 14. Here comes Hamlin down to the bottom. He'll try to get the inside on Austin Cindric off of turn 15. Brad, these guys are getting after it back here, bud.
Oh, great side-by-side battle. And in this section, 16, 17, 18, you can really see tire wear starting to come into play. Right now, Kyle Larson driving at the outside driver's left of Austin Cindric. They head down the hill toward the left-hander of turn number 19. Larson's got the inside lane advantage there. Cindric not giving it up easy, though. He's going to have to wave the flag. Kyle Larson will take the spot as they hit the front stretch.
Eight laps in the books here. Your top five read like this. William Byron, Ty Gibbs is 3 seconds back in second. Then it's Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Ross Chastain.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with Shell Rotella Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shell Rotella provides triple action to help control wear, deposits, and emissions, and adapts to your driving conditions. Right now, save $5 on all 1 gallon Shell Rotella products. Limits apply. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. With 7 laps to go in stage number 1 of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, William Byron, your leader by 3 seconds over Ty Gibbs, the rest of our current top five, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Ross Chastain. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
9 laps done here at Circuit of the Americas. They have all been led by William Byron. But, Mark, watching the distance between William Byron and second place Ty Gibbs, it's been shrinking. At one point, it was 3.8. The last time by the start-finish line, Gibbs had cut it down to 2.5 seconds.
He's got company, though. Christopher Bell, let's pick them up down the back straightaway.
Yeah, watching that battle as they come down the back straightaway. I'd say about 8-9 car lengths that separate the Christopher Bell car from Ty Gibbs. We'll see who can outbreak who into turn 12 right now. Bell in that bright yellow car will get right to the bumper of Ty Gibbs. Meanwhile, up front, it's William Byron entering into turn number 13. Makes that turn very simply. A half of the car length separate second and third. Then it's eight car lengths back to the 45 of Tyler Reddick. Those cars race through turn number 15 now. The battle for second is still a good one, Brad Gilley. Only two cars separate.
Yeah, Pat, it's really interesting in this section of racetrack as they go around the observation deck. You can really start to see tire wear coming into play as these cars are skating through this section of track. They hit the new patch of asphalt in turn number 18 before heading down the hill toward turn number 20. That's when that new patch of asphalt ends at turn number 19, and they start to slide around a lot more as the leaders hit the front stretch.
The fastest car the last lap by was the third place running Christopher Bell. He was just a tick faster than those other cars around him. And for right now, Ty Gibbs hasn't been able to shake him, Rob Albright.
No, he hasn't. Still about three cars the gap between Ty Gibbs running second as he's down through the sequential gear shift. Gets all the way to second gear, maybe about 55 miles an hour as he makes that his way through turn number one. Now bends back right into turn number two.
They'll pop up to third gear for a moment anyway as Bell looks just a little bit to the inside of Ty Gibbs, still trailing by two car lengths, but Bell drives it harder into turn four, up and down the hill, to the left through turn five and swirling through turn six, but Gibbs keeps him a car length at bay exiting six.
Christopher Bell getting closer and closer to his teammate as they make it up the hill toward turn eight. We'll see what he can close in here as they get toward tight into turn eight, but can't get close enough to pass Ty Gibbs, who's just in front of him, Nick Gilman.
Yeah, there's no doubt that those Gibbs Toyotas are starting to show a little bit of strength here late in this stage. Gap to the race leader, William Byron, stays about the same. It's down to about eight car lengths. But again, to Doug Rice's point a moment ago, that was 15 to 20 car lengths just a handful of laps ago. So not sure if Byron's fading or those Toyotas are getting faster, but certainly both Gibbs and Bell have stretched away from the rest of the pack as they start to run down the race leader into turn 12.
Yeah, into turn 12 comes William Byron in his kind of lime green and black car. There as he works through the corner. Behind him, no change for second or third. Reddick has got about a nine-car lead off Ross Chastain as those two cars now work their way up to turn number 13, the right-hander there. It's a long way back to A.J. Allmendinger, also trying to catch up to this group. Meanwhile, that battle for second, half a car length separate the two off of turn 15.
Pat, you really get a sense that Christopher Bell at this stage of tire wear has the fastest car on the racetrack and that he's not really putting too much pressure on his teammate Ty Gibbs. Bell one car length off the back bumper. They're going to grab third gear as they head downhill toward the left-hander of turn number 19. While Christopher Bell is there, he's not putting too much pressure on his teammate, at least not this early in the race.
So as they come by now the start-finish line, there's going to be 11 laps down, four to go. Pit Road now could be getting busier here in just a moment. The leaders now climbing up towards turn one.
Doug? NASCAR has just popped Chase Briscoe for violating the track limit, so he is going to have to serve a pass-through penalty. That's two on the day. John Hunter Nemechek, Chase Briscoe going below the line. And we're starting to get a little action here on pit road as Justin Haley makes his entrance.
And again, these are scheduled pit stops. Ryan Blaney, again, they're going to try to set themselves up for the second stage. Briscoe's in, Logano's in, Chris Buescher. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And Ryan Blaney in right now. The team going to work on four Goodyear tires and Sunoco fuel, but he's saying he needed more stability under braking, so that's where they're going to give him adjustment for. Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano is in. He was lacking a rear lateral grip. It's going to be four tires, Sunoco fuel, and an air pressure adjustment also on pit road was Chris Buescher for four tires and fuel. Brett McMillan.
Harrison Burton has come in. He's getting a four-tire change. The car has just been really loose in the turns, so they're going to give him a four-tire change, air pressure adjustment, packing it full of Sunoco fuel as he heads back out.
And we'll note that these cars most likely won't come back to pit road when we get to the stage one break. They're going to be closing pit road in about two more laps as we've got 11 in the books here. Stage one ends at lap 15.
So we're getting ready to find out what kind of strategy play the guys up front are going to be working on. Byron has led every single lap so far from the pole position after capturing the pole for the second straight year and setting a new track qualifying record. So Gibbs, Bell, Reddick, Chastain, they've been pretty well locked into the top five. Allmendinger creeping his way there along with Kyle Busch. and we'll have to see what their strategy is going to be.
Ty Gibbs has cut it down to about 1.7 seconds, the differential from William Byron, the race leader, back to him. And then Christopher Bell's hovering it around the two-second mark. So they have closed it up a bit at the start of this race. Byron just took off and left everybody in the dust. But this distance seems to have stabilized the last couple of laps.
It sure has. And again, we're waiting to see what the leaders are going to do. Here is Byron flashing by our spot here on the front stretch. Top three again, getting a little bit tighter. Let's go back to one.
Kind of felt like Christopher Bell may be staying in line behind Ty Gibbs, trying to assure that they moved closer to the race leader. That has not been the case. Down now pit road, Wendy.
Tyler Reddick is in his pit stall. It's going to be four tires fuel. It was building tight for Tyler Reddick. A solid stop. Heather DeBoe. AJ Allmendinger in, and he's saying that the car is really great, except for he just needs a little bit better in the rear. Brett McMillan.
Shane Van Gisbergen is in. He said he did a little bit of a rip in the turns, so he's come in. He's got a four-tire change. Also in, Chase Elliott. Elliott said that he needs to be better in going and breaking into the corners. It was a hold on, and they had to hold up Gisbergen before he left. Wendy Venturini.
A close call from Mark Truex Jr. getting around Noah Gragson just now. It's his second time on pit road. Keep in mind, he came in at lap two with a broken wheel from contact. It's going to be an air pressure and a chassis adjustment from Mark Truex Jr. Four tires, Sunoco fuel.
All right, great updates there from pit road, and we'll see what the play is the next time around, Mark. If the leaders want to make this pit stop, they have to do it now, because if they stay out any longer, pit road will be closed prior to the stage one break.
And Doug, again, remember, once the leader crosses that start-finish line, of course, that puts the brakes on pit road. So we'll see if Byron, Gibbs, Bell, they jump on there before they hit that line.
And they have all stayed out right now. Byron, Gibbs, Bell, Chastain have yet to make a pit stop in this event. Most of the other players have already come onto pit road, and we'll see how this unfolds here the next lap around.
We're hearing that the leaders will pit. And again, the idea is to keep the track position. The stage win, the stage points, not as important as the checkered flag at the end of the race, which is what they're hunting for. And a lot of times, Doug, if you go for stage wins on a road course, that kind of takes you out of it, especially if you go for stage points in stage number two.
They've got to decide what's more valuable, and the leaders are on pit road right now. William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Gibbs coming down the pit lane here. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
All right, I tell you what, William Byron said he's been really happy with his car. He's been very good in the stadium. So as far as that goes, no adjustments for him. Ty Gibbs has already come to a stop in his pit stall. He's been happy with his car, getting a four-tire change for him. Byron's getting a four-tire change. Everything going smooth in that stop. He has the last pit stall on pit road. They dropped that car. 12.4-second stop, Heather DeVoe.
And Ross Chastain was also in. They did four tires and Sunoco fuel. He was only loose that run, so a slight air pressure adjustment. Well, one thing he radioed in right before he came down pit road is he noticed some travel in the brake pedal, so they're going to keep an eye on that.
Race leaders making their way through turns 9 and 10, and it's Christopher Bell who pops into view first as he charges down the hill in that bright yellow Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, and there is nobody behind him. That chrome 20 dances in the sun. It shines despite not a lot of sunshine on an overcast day. Big lead for the driver from Oklahoma. Down the back straightaway for the final time, Pat, heading towards you.
Yeah, Christopher Bell, who already notched a win this year, another stage point here, is a good thing for him. He works it down to turn number 12. That team electing to stay out and get the stage win. Nobody anywhere near him, so he's easily going to sail through turns 12. Now over here to 13. And we'll come around here and easily make it back to the pit road. But I tell you what, Brad, this has been a really competitive car with Christopher Bell all afternoon long as he works his way off of 15 and over to the bridge.
Yeah, Pat, I agree with you. It feels like Christopher Bell has had the fastest car. Great strategy move by his crew chief, Adam Stevens, working through the right-handers of 16, 17, and 18. Now Bell's going to grab third gear. He's going to head toward turn 19, the left-hand corner, before he heads back up the hill, makes that final turn, number 20, and goes for a stage win.
The black and yellow number 20 of Christopher Bell will come back, and it'll be one lap to go here in stage number one. 14 laps in the books. One more to go as Bell now gets to the start-finish line. He'll climb the hill 133 feet, almost straight up to turn one.
Very strange looking because no cars have yet come out of turn number 20 behind Christopher Bell. So he is 7/10 of a mile or more ahead of everybody else that did pit. He now makes his way through turn two and heads to three.
Yeah, flawless lap here. Bell said in our pre-race show that he loves racing the track, not so much the other people under the green flag. And he'll have seconds and seconds of leads over second place Michael McDowell and third place Daniel Suarez as Bell exits turn six for the final time this stage.
Christopher Bell cruising toward a stage win, going uphill to turn eight where that dirt patch is back. And we've seen old tires. I've watched some cars kind of lose it on entry, but not Christopher Bell as he goes down the hill toward a stage victory.
Yeah, my apologies on the confusion there. Christopher Bell's lead was so large, I just thought he only had one lap to go, but there is no challenge to him as he makes his way down to turn number 11. The Phoenix winner from a few weeks ago had a nice result here a couple years ago, finishing third. Setting sail down that back straightaway. A lot of campers and RVs, fans lining up the fence. They'll see Christopher Bell blitz by in 175 miles per hour heading to that break zone of turn 12.
Well, and we talk about turn 12 in this area, the racetrack, the stadium area where there are a lot of fans over here sitting. And a lot of those fans are going to get on their feet in just a minute because the guy that's running second is one of the most popular ones in this area, and that's Daniel Suarez as he works his way down here into the stadium area. But the leader up front is Christopher Bell, exits turn number 15, heads for the Echo Park Bridge.
And again, these three turns of 16, 17, and 18, he's just going to wrap it around one big arc around the observation tower here at Circuit of the Americas. Christopher Bell almost off pace just a little bit because he doesn't have to be pushing it too hard right here as there is no pressure behind him whatsoever. He can't even see another car in his rearview mirror as he hits turn 20.
Here's Christopher Bell working his way now up the front straightaway. By better than 15 seconds, he is going to win stage number one in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. This is the luxury of being a winner already this season. He's going for a playoff point. He gets it by winning this stage. Daniel Suarez gives Daniel's amigo something to cheer about as he will finish in the second spot. Michael McDowell up 24 positions in this opening stage. He is going to finish third. Right tight behind him, Austin Cindric and Austin Dillon. That's going to be the top five. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is going to finish sixth. Seventh is going to be William Byron. Eighth, Ty Gibbs. Ninth is going to be Tyler Reddick. And coming in the 10th position here in stage number one, it's going to be Ross Chastain.
Get ready to roar and experience the thrill of NASCAR at Dover Motor Speedway, April 26th to 28th. The engines roar and the crowd roars at an adrenaline-fueled weekend of NASCAR action. Don't miss your chance to be part of the action-packed atmosphere. NASCAR's best drivers, NASCAR's best fan zone, and the best tailgating around. Get your tickets now and be there at Dover Motor Speedway, April 26th to 28th. Visit DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine. When it comes to focused truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. First caution of the day, it's for the conclusion of Stage 1 here at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So Christopher Bell decided not to pit when the other driver's top five did. He gets the stage win, his second of the season. So far, we've had eight different stage winners in 2024, two apiece for Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell. They're on top of that category.
Mark, I don't know what we found out in that first stage. It was without problems. Most everybody played nice together. I think the cars that we thought were going to be quick are pretty quick. Ty Gibbs looks really sporty. Christopher Bell obviously won the stage. And also, I think, William Byron. Those three cars kind of jumped off the page, but I was looking back at some track times. His track position wasn't good, but A.J. Allmendinger was also laying down some pretty fast laps.
Again, sometimes we just think alike. I was thinking about Allmendinger. Also, Kyle Busch was sneaky fast as he came up through there into the top 10 in that opening stage. But clearly, Byron, Gibbs, Reddick, those guys are clearly the top three, along with Christopher Bell.
Alan Cavana got to call his first laps as a turn announcer yesterday and quickly dubbed Turn 8 the Dirty 8. So what's going on there today after they filled in the hole that the drivers created yesterday, Alan?
Well, early on, we had a reprieve with this big wind we're having. It kept the track clean for the most part. But as the laps got into it, as we ended the stage, that dirt patch was absolutely back. Again, this whole field is cutting in as deep as they can on Turn 8, and that's kicking some dirt onto the racing surface. It's really a twofold problem, because as the laps get longer and the stage gets older, more dirt goes onto the track. But also with tire wear, I'm seeing more cars lock up the right front and miss the turn just a little bit. If you miss the turn, then you're in that dirt spot. You kind of dirt track it with the rear end out a little bit, and you screw up the exit of the turn. So it's really treacherous toward the end of the stage, the end of the race. Being and hitting it perfectly in Turn 8 will be a priority to win this race.
All right, thanks a lot, Alan Cavana. A little inside view there from Turn 8. Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway is coming up pretty soon. It's April 4th through 7th. Charlotte Motor Speedway becomes the largest auto extravaganza in the country. Been to a ton of these. They've got everything from hot rods to classic cars to muscle cars. And if you need a part for your 63 Plymouth, they've got it.
It will also feature 20 of the world's most sought-after cars from the renowned collectors like Rob Kaufman and Rick Hendrick. Have you ever been to his private little museum?
Yeah, we had a chance to do that one time. If he breaks a couple of those out, that's worth the price of admission to go check that out. And that kicks off a really busy fall season at America's Home for Racing that includes NHRA drag racing and, of course, a NASCAR tripleheader weekend coming up in May. Tickets for all these events can be purchased at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Hope to see you there for the auto fair or possibly the second annual Smith Heritage Invitational. That's coming up April the 6th.
Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, even though the pits aren't open yet, Mark, we got a couple of guys who are already in here. Austin Cedric is in. He got some nose damage earlier in the race. The temperatures have been fine, but they went ahead and said, we're going to take this opportunity to go ahead and fix it. So they're doing some work on the front end of that car. Also in Bubba Wallace, remember we talked about the damage he suffered earlier. They're trying to fix the toe end on the right side and the front end of that car to get that car handling better. He said at one point when the accident happened, he said that the steer wheel alignment, which is supposed to be pointing towards 12, was pointing towards 1. So they're trying to get that fixed up to get it handling better for Bubba.
The only problem with that analogy is now, Mark, most people don't know when you say someone's at your six, they don't realize what that is because everything's digital. Like your
There's handy, no six on my watch.
You know, your handy Apple watch does not have a clock face on it. As we're here at Circuit of the Americas, stage one in the books, and William Byron was in charge for 12 laps, but Seabell played a different game, stayed out, and picked up a stage point and a playoff point.
Also, Doug, for some drivers that could use the points, it was a good stage one. Suarez, McDowell, Dillon, Stenhouse, they surely could use those points, and they picked them up here. Got a few of them in the bank here on stage number one.
And we got a few cars headed down pit road. Austin Dillon, Daniel Suarez, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in front of Heather DeBoe.
And Daniel Suarez said that the car fired off good, but it fell off more than he thought as the competition went. He said they didn't have as much fall off as him, but he's tight in the front on the first half of the corner and loose on the exit. So there's a slight adjustment for him there.
So Christopher Bell did not pit the stage one winner. So, Doug, he may be already working on counting this race backwards and maybe on a strategy they'll just pit when they need fuel.
I mean, that's the play. And you're not going to win this race by doing what everybody else does. You have to break away from the pack at some point. Speaking of breaking away, we'll do that right now and come back for the restart of stage two.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Coming up, the green flag for stage number two here at Circuit of the Americas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas. We're about to get stage two underway here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix here in Austin, Texas. Christopher Bell, the winner of stage one, opted not to pit. While he's been one of the fastest cars on the racetrack, he is going to be at a big tire deficit to the rest of the field. Christopher Bell lined up now to driver's left of Michael McDowell, who will also restart on the front row. Driver's left will be the advantage heading into turn one. Row two is going to be William Byron and Ty Gibbs, then Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain. Kyle Busch and A.J. Allmendinger are going to be in the row behind them as they head through the stadium section of the race course. And, Pat, these drivers look like they're ready to get after it when stage two starts here in a second.
Absolutely right. This is a great-looking field as they work their way under the Echo Park Bridge. And I'm really interested in that row you just pointed out. And that's A.J. Allmendinger. Kyle Busch is there. Kyle Larson. And right behind him is Chase Elliott. Denny Hamlin's in that mix. Those cars were really racing hard at the end of stage one, Brad. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch them get back at it.
Yeah, no question about that. The Toyota Camry XSE is leading the field now into the left-hander of turn number 19. It will dive onto the pit road. Coming right out of turn number 20 is going to be the Geico restart zone. Doug and Mark, they're going to be right in front of you here in moments.
And the word has come down from crew chief Adam Stevens to driver C. Bell. We need to start saving fuel. No surprise on that. The front row will be Christopher Bell and Michael McDowell as we get ready to go back racing here at Circuit of the Americas. On the drop of the green, Bell to the inside, to his outside. It's Michael McDowell pushing McDowell up the hill. It's going to be Ty Gibbs. They climb the hill to turn one.
This could get interesting. Old tires versus new tires into turn one. Bell, tire smoke as he locks up the brakes to his inside. It is William Byron. He'll make it three wide as they hustle off of turn two.
Masterful job of Bell getting through the corner, but battle for second place. William Byron around the old tires of Michael McDowell as McDowell gets in line behind Byron. Bell is scooting away. First two wide battle of the packs in turn four now. Ross Chastain and Kyle Busch as they go all the way through the S's double wide.
Heading downhill, it's Christopher Bell with about a two car length lead over William Byron as they head uphill once again to the freshly clean turn eight. You can see William Byron close in, but it is still Bell with the advantage as they go downhill toward Nick Yeoman.
Pretty good side-by-side battle for third. It looks like the 34 machine of McDowell is going to lose that to Tyler Reddick, who snuck around him at the exit of turn number 10. Up front, it's Christopher Bell by two car lengths over William Byron. Then Reddick. Then McDowell's being challenged by another one of those Gibbs Toyotas. That's Ty Gibbs, who's to his left. The inside setting up for turn number 12. Gibbs swerving back and forth. Ross Chastain, an interested spectator right behind him. How's it get settled, Pat, down in 12?
Well, the best braking battle now is going to be for that fourth spot. Michael McDowell to the outside. Ty Gibbs to the inside. Ross Chastain in the middle of this one. They're battling hard for this third, fourth, and fifth spot. Up front, no change. Here comes Bell around the number 13 turn. Works it over to 14. Top three cars, and now Christopher Bell works down in turn number 15. Outstanding racing, though, for 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Here's the leader, Brad.
If Christopher Bell is saving fuel, he's not doing it on the stage to restart. He's got about a four-car length gap over second place running William Byron. Then it's Tyler Reddick and Ty Gibbs. Ross Chastain has moved back into the top five. Kyle Larson now has gotten around Michael McDowell. Now Kyle Busch got to the inside of McDowell. He's going to try and take away that number six spot. Busch gets a little bit loose. It shoves McDowell wide as they hit the front stretch.
As they work out of turn 20, Bell has the lead, but quickly closing in, William Byron, also watching Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, McDowell, Bowman in a group with A.J. Allmendinger heading up the hill to turn number one.
That's for 6th through 10th positions as the race leader now will turn left into turn number one with a mirror full of William Byron. That number 24 machine right on the back bumper of Christopher Bell, and right behind him it's Tyler Reddick third.
And they head downhill. Bell's going to have to brake a little quicker there on those old tires as they go between gas and brake and down to second gear through turn number four. But Bell still holding the lead masterfully over Byron and Reddick. And fourth place there is Ty Gibbs.
The downhill toward the left-hander of turn seven, and then it's uphill, and then having to turn to the right as you make it through turn eight. Both William Byron and Tyler Reddick get close but can't quite catch Christopher Bell. Tyler Reddick right on the bumper of William Byron.
Yeah, the front three are bumper to bumper through turn number 10, separated by less than a car length. It's still to Christopher Bell. Then in second, taking a peek to the inside is William Byron. He's going to make his move. Can't get the pass pulled off of the entrance. Looks like Christopher Bell will hold him off at corner exit. Byron stays right in those tire tracks with Reddick right in tow. Three-car battle for the race lead as they streak their way down the back straightaway.
Well, this will be interesting now as we watch Christopher Bell see if he can hold off William Byron. Who's going to outbreak who into turn 12? Could this be a pass for the lead? No, Byron will just stay right with Bell. They work around that hard right-hand. Now here comes William Byron. He'll work to the inside in turn number 14. He's right alongside the leader. Byron now has got the inside preferred line as they work down into turn number 15. He's going to go to the outside, go wide, and he's going to put his car out in front. Brad Gilley, pass for the lead here at Echo Park Bridge.
One big right-hander arc. William Byron, the new leader, 16, 17, and 18. Christopher Bell is in second. He's got a lot of pressure from another Toyota driver, though. That's last year's winner, Tyler Reddick. Now they make the left-hander of turn number 19. Christopher Bell trying to protect the inside of that corner, and he's able to do it as they hit the front stretch.
And the misery at Coda continues for Bubba Wallace. He spins again. No damage this time, but he's still stuck in the back of the pack. We got a nice battle here for second between Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick as they get up to turn one.
Simultaneously shifting, braking, and steering into turn number one. Diving to the inside is Tyler Reddick. He'll make it work easily. Bypasses Christopher Bell. Now closing on the back bumper of Bell is his teammate Ty Gibbs, who is being pursued by Ross Chastain.
Yeah, Christopher Bell is going to get back in line here. Tyler Reddick enters turn number three to his left. The rumble strips there. He ran most of stage one in second place and burned up his tires. Let's see if he learned his lesson here as Byron scoots away with the lead, exiting turn number six.
Familiar face back in the lead, William Byron, but it's a bunch of Toyotas chasing that Chevy once again. Now it's Tyler Reddick in the 45 closing up here in turn eight, but can't quite get to the bumper. Christopher Bell hanging on, doing all he can with Ty Gibbs hot in pursuit.
William Byron dominated stage number one, well on his way to setting sail to try to do that here in stage number two. His advantage over Tyler Reddick is three car lengths as they all get hard on the brakes here in turn number 11 and then quickly back on the accelerator down a long back straightaway. Some good battles throughout the field as Chase Elliott's looking racy around the eighth or ninth position. Whole pack of cars making their way down the back straightaway. At the rear of the field, though, we've got the Ford of Josh Berry. He's spun around. The entire field scoots to the left side of the racetrack to get around him. No damage for Berry as he jumps back on the accelerator, Pat.
Back up front here, William Byron is in the lead, continues to hold the lead. Ty Gibbs will now move himself into the third spot, entering into turn number 13. Ross Chastain now is the guy that's right behind Christopher Bell. Up front, William Byron by about nine car lengths. Out in front of second place Tyler Reddick. Then comes Ty Gibbs. Then there's Chris Bell.
Want to point out the top five right now. The same drivers that were running in the top five in stage one. William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, and Ross Chastain. Chastain starting to put some pressure on Christopher Bell. He knows he has fresher tires. Chastain's going to have to make a move pretty quick, though. Yesterday's winner, Kyle Larson, coming on strong. Here goes Chastain diving to the inside of Bell in turn 20.
He gets inside of Bell. Also trying to get there is Kyle Larson. We saw by replay that Brad Keselowski sent the car of Bubba Wallace spinning. A moment ago, Josh Berry spun. And Rob Albright watching a great battle. Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, A.J. Allmendinger.
And they come three wide into turn number one. Kyle Busch has the advantage. Allmendinger now will get to the inside, heading down that hill as they get ready to enter turn number two. Side by side for that eighth position.
It is Allmendinger to the right, getting in line behind Elliott for that about the eighth spot as Kyle Busch skips away there. Elliott has ridden in the back of the top ten all day. Allmendinger rose from a starting spot outside the top 10. They all get single file now with Alex Bowman in tow.
It's still William Byron with a big lead heading up toward turn 8, but the field trying to chase him down. The 45 of Tyler Reddick slims just a little bit in turn 8, and that allows William Byron to drive away and down the hill.
Lap leaders are making their way down towards turn number 11. We'll take a peek back at that battle involving Chase Elliott. Again, it's just outside of the top 5. Elliott's teammate Kyle Larson trying to hold off Christopher Bell. In fact, Christopher Bell just gave Kyle Larson a shot in the shorts and turned around. The former champion, these two dirt track rivals, collide down here in turn 11. Bell will continue on. Larson's car is parked to driver's left. The entire field will streak around the outside before Larson is able to spin that car back around. All track position gone for Kyle Larson, yesterday's Xfinity winner, Pat Patterson, as he is cutting his way through the grass, now back onto the back straightaway.
Meanwhile, up front, Willie B down here in turn number 15. The best battle is for about the sixth and seventh spot. That's where you find Chase Elliott getting after it with Kyle Busch is in the middle of this one. A.J. Allmendinger, Denny Hamlin. Great racing by these guys as they head over here to the bridge, Brad.
Coming underneath the Echo Park Automotive Bridge. Who's got that sixth spot? It's a side-by-side battle. Undecided right now. Chase Elliott on the inside of Kyle Busch through the right-hand arc around the observation deck. Now Chase Elliott will be to the outside of Kyle Busch as they hit the left-hander of turn 19. Neither of these drivers giving quarter to one another. Kyle Busch gets the spot. Now Chase Elliott under attack.
As they come out of the hard left-hander that is turn 20, give that spot to Kyle Busch. And in pretty close pursuit there, it is going to be Daniel Hemric. We'll take a break. Come right back here as we have completed 22 laps at Circuit of the Americas.
From fuel
fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Today's Xfinity fastest lap so far goes to William Byron, 92.716 miles per hour on lap number 3. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity because it's only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. William Byron, your leader, over Tyler Reddick and Ty Gibbs. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
The second stage of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, Michael McDowell has just pitted. We're still waiting for Christopher Bell, who has yet to pit yet again, yet for the first time in this race. A rundown: William Byron is first, Tyler Reddick second, Ty Gibbs third, Ross Chastain fourth, fifth is Christopher Bell, sixth is Kyle Busch, A.J. Allmendinger seventh, eighth Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman ninth, Shane Van Gisbergen up to tenth.
Denny Hamlin rides 11th, Justin Haley having a pretty good day, he's 12th, 13th, Carson Hocevar, Chris Buescher is 14th, 15th to Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney is 16th, Chase Briscoe 17th, 18th to Zane Smith, Daniel Suarez rides 19th, and at 20th is Martin Truex Jr.
Todd Gilliland 21st, Kamui Kobayashi 22nd, 23rd Ryan Preece, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 24th, then 25th Austin Cindric, 26th John Hunter Nemechek, Eric Jones 27th, Brad Keselowski 28th, Daniel Hemric, and Harrison Burton 29th and 30th.
31st is Kaz Grala, Josh Berry, who spun a moment ago, is 32nd, Austin Dillon 33rd, Corey LaJoie 34th, 35th is Kyle Larson. He was riding sixth before he tangled with Christopher Bell, so he dropped almost 30 spots there. Right now, Larson being scored 35th. Noah Gregson is 36th, 37th is Michael McDowell. Timmy Hill is 38th, and riding shotgun on the field in 39th is Bubba Wallace.
That leaderboard brought to you by Napa, with nearly 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores and over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers. Napa is the fuel that helps drivers like you get up and go, and right now we're going to get up and go to Brett McMillan.
And here comes Christopher Bell for the first time. His strategy completely changed when William Byron pitted. They were going to come down pit road. When Byron pitted, they went ahead and said, look, we can win this stage and get a bonus point. He's getting a four-tire change. He's been happy with the car. They're packing it full of Sunoco fuel. They're holding him here and holding him here. They're going to pack it full. Pack it full. They're holding him here. Now they let him go. It's a 19 and a half second stop, but they're packed with fuel headed to Bow.
Daniel Suarez was also on pit road for Four Tires and Sunoco Fuel, but I wanted to update on Kyle Larson. We talked about the tangle-up that happened with Christopher Bell. No complaints or damage on that car. In fact, I checked in with the team, and he just ran his fastest lap of the race, but Cliff Daniels did radio over to him and said, "We're coming up with a strategy play to get you out of this hole."
No bueno for Daniel Suarez.
Yeah, tough break
on pit road. He'll have to come back.
So that's at least the third penalty we've had today. Two for out there for the track limits, and that one as Daniel Suarez gets popped for speeding, and he had a pretty decent run going here a little bit earlier in this race. William Byron showing a lot of speed, and Mark, I think we've kind of established maybe our top four or five today, and those are the guys that are running four and five right now.
So it'll be interesting to see as Christopher Bell comes back out onto the racetrack. He is going to come back out, Doug, obviously behind the lead pack, but he's got clear racetrack, four fresh tires, and he's going to be making up some track position that way, but we won't see how much or exactly where that falls in until the folks like Byron Reddick, Gibbs, and Chastain will pit again. But William Byron has led twice for 17 laps and counting, and Christopher Bell has led once for seven laps.
And why do I feel like Christopher Bell and that team are on a totally different schedule than everybody else? As you said earlier, Mark, they're going to run their race. They're going to pit when they feel like they need to, and they don't care what the rest of the field does.
That's the luxury of already having a win in your back pocket. You can go a little bit overboard, if you will, on your strategy. Watching A.J. Allmendinger leading Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Shane Van Gisbergen as they pour off into turn one.
Fifth through eighth, slowly making his way toward the front is A.J. Allmendinger. Alex Bowman, who has had a couple of great finishes here, he's now in the mix. He's just a couple of car lengths back in that sixth spot.
Yeah, Bowman's one of three drivers to finish top ten in all three Coda races as they enter turn three. Allmendinger is just in front of him as they go up and down the hill in turn four and second gear and into turn six. Now the Brett McMillan.
Shane Van Gisbergen has just come in. It's a four-tire change for him. Just about hit Austin Cindric as he was leaving. Cindric's in, getting a four-tire change himself. Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano was on pit road. He was fighting a little bit on the free side. They made an air pressure adjustment, four tires, fuel. Also, Chris Buescher was on pit road for four tires and fuel. They told him, "I need you to go hard to make up lost time right now."
Watching the leader as he gets down the backstretch about halfway now, and that's William Byron way out in front. A long way back to second place running Tyler Reddick, and then you've got the Gibbs car and Ross Chastain. That battle, though, behind those guys is a good one. Three wide right now down the backstretch. You've got Chase Elliott, A.J. Allmendinger. Nobody giving an inch coming into the corner, number 12. Three wide, Alex Bowman in the middle of that as well, and A.J. Allmendinger is going to hold on to it. They almost stay three wide again. You really can't do that through turn number 13. They separated out. Man, these guys are getting after it. Chase Elliott's in it with Kyle Busch. Now here's A.J. Allmendinger working his way through 15. Brad, this is why they sit over here.
Matt, this is one amazing battle. Four-car battle for the fifth spot right now. A.J. Allmendinger has it. Alex Bowman putting pressure on him. Behind Alex Bowman is Kyle Busch. Chase Elliott looking to his inside on the right-handers of 16, 17, and 18 as they head into turn number 19. All four of these cars, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, now hitting the front stretch.
That battle is going to continue down the front stretch as they all forego a pit stop right now. Out in front, it's A.J. Allmendinger, Alex Bowman, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin all in that mix. By the way, Shane Van Gisbergen just got popped for speeding on pit road. That battle is back up at the top of the hill.
Yeah, Pat in his pre-race talked about playing a game of chicken. They do that into turn number one, but the advantage still belongs in that fifth position to A.J. Allmendinger as he's being hotly pursued by Alex Bowman.
At Fast Cap for Los Gatos, California, Allmendinger goes through turns three and four. Make that Bowman about a half a car length behind, and then it's Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, and Denny Hamlin here as we're winding down the laps of this stage.
Heading down the hill, A.J. Allmendinger has been the best getting into turn eight every lap this race until the last lap where he missed a little bit, and Alex Bowman's able to get on his bumper. Once again, a little tap, but not enough to get by A.J. Allmendinger. as they head back down the hill. Dinger still in front of Bowman.
I seem to remember an Alex Bowman, A.J. Allmendinger good battle at the end of a race here at COTA a few years ago. That was for the race win that Ross Chastain ended up in, but boy, it is a good one again down here in turn number 11 where that three-wide battle that Pat talked about started. It looks like Allmendinger's got a little bit of breathing room over Alex Bowman, but it's a couple cars right behind him continuing to put the pressure, Pat, as the leaders are in front of you.
Yeah, everybody in that group using this draft now down here into turn number 12. A.J. Allmendinger out in front. No change up front. William Byron working his way over to 14. Here's a pass, though. Alex Bowman under attack as they work their way over here into turn number 13. It's Kyle Busch in hot pursuit. It's Chase Elliott right behind him. A couple of car lengths back to Denny Hamlin. The leader exits turn number 16. But, Brad, we stay with this battle here. A.J. Allmendinger about a three-car length lead over Alex Bowman.
Three right-hand turns. A.J. Allmendinger comfortably in fifth. Alex Bowman sitting in sixth. For a minute, he was getting pressure from Kyle Busch. But now Kyle Busch needs to look in his rearview camera because Chase Elliott's filling it up right now in his white Napa number 9 Chevrolet. They hit the left-hander of turn number 19. Climb up the hill before hitting the front straightaway. Dinger, Bowman all come to pit road.
And pit road is getting busy here, so we'll throw it down to Wendy Venturini.
Lap 27. It's going to be Tyler Reddick coming in for four tires. He stops right in the exact position he is supposed to be, but a tire. Is it going to be too far out? No, they catch it. Four tires, Sunoco fuel, and a semi-loose tire getting away. Heather DeBow.
And A.J. Allmendinger was complaining that the rears are just completely gone and just way too loose for him. But they went to service with four tires and Sunoco fuel. Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott's come in. He said the car was too tight in the center. We gave him an air pressure adjustment. A little bit slow in the right rear. Now finishing up, he pulls out right next to him at the number 77 of Zane Smith.
These pit stops coming with three laps to go in stage number two.
Let's go over to Nick Yeoman.
Yep, here comes the leader. It is William Byron by a healthy margin in that green and black Chevrolet for Rick Hendrick's organization. About 15, 20 car lengths back. You got the youngster, Ty Gibbs, having a good run. Ross Chastain, a former winner here, right in his tire tracks. They'll all accelerate down the back straightaway. Here comes fourth place running Denny Hamlin, and it looks like Ryan Blaney has cycled his way up into fifth.
Yeah, these guys are just in another zip code right now as Byron gets himself into turn number three. What a great, smart race he's run here today. No mistakes. It's his marks again over here in turn number 13. A long way back to that second place running Tyler Reddick.